Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. This is Austin Pinto, and today we are going to do some customizations on Android. Now, before I like to start the podcast, it's a pretty rainy day here today, and I had to do this podcast. This is my second time recording it, since the first time had a lot of wind sound and hitting the mic and things. The wind was sort of blowing into the mic. So I thought of recording this again. So if you hear rain sound or anything, please excuse me for this. What we are going to do today is we are going to save some more memory on Android and also make your device a little more fast and responsive. But the customization requires some requirements, and these are pretty debatable requirements. First of all, you require a rooted Android phone or tablet, just in case someone is new to Android or sort of does not seem to know what rooting is. I'm also be sharing this podcast on other lists, so please bear with me, advanced Android users. Just give a short definition here. Rooting is a process where a user can read and write to all the partitions of the phone. It's like having an administrator account on your phone. Your Android manufacturer gives you a standard account where you cannot read and write the system partition and the boot partition and also the recovery partition if it's not included in the boot. So once you root, you can do all this. You get super user privileges. If anyone who is new to Android and uses Linux, they will come to know the super user privilege. So you need a rooted phone, and the only one big disadvantage I can think of rooting is you void your warranty, but you can always get it back by flashing a stock ROM or a official ROM from your manufacturer, which is easy to get on the internet for most of the phones. So in the first part, I will do all the talking, give you the instructions, what's to be done, what you need, and the second part I will give you a demonstration on how you can do this. Now, if you remember, last time I had done a tutorial on how to move your apps to your SD card. But even though you move apps to SD card, they will save data on your phone memory. A little bit of data. That's what I said last time. But this is a complete opposite. You're doing a clean sweep of the apps to your system partition, and it does not save any data anywhere except your system partition. So if you have followed my last time's tutorial, it's best that you move your apps back to your phone memory, because with this procedure you cannot directly move apps from SD card to your system. Now, what you will need to do this task, you will definitely need a rooted phone, as I said. You will need a CWM recovery or a TRP win recovery, whatever is available for your phone. And you require an app called ROM Manager, a free version or the premium version, which can help you back up your current ROM. Now, the problem is that if you install CWM recovery on your stock ROM. That means you don't flash your phone to CyanogenMod ROM, and you just use a stock ROM and you install the recovery, then there are all chances that the recovery will be replaced by the stock recovery as you boot your phone. Now for that, there is a way to prevent it, and if you want to do that, you will require a browser that can help you access your system partitions, like a root browser or root file explorer or something. Once you go to your system folder after opening the file browser, just go to the etc folder, and in that you will find something called installed recovery.sh, and you just need to change the name of the file and change the sh extension to bat or something, and keep it there only. Do not delete it or move it. This is a script file which executes every time you reboot your phone to check if you have the stock recovery installed. Once you rename the script to bat file, it will not be able to execute itself, so the recovery will not be replaced. So once you remove that script and get everything in place, it's best before you modify anything on your ROM that you back up the stock ROM, even though if it's rooted, even though you have rooted ROM, it's fine. It's at least a safe place to revert if something happens. Next, what you will require is you will require an app called Link to SD, which you can download from the Play Store. So you require Link to SD, and that's a free app, so you can download that. And also, you require a good amount of battery if you're performing this operation, because you don't want your battery to die in the middle of the operation and give you notifications and interrupt. You're not doing anything with CWM recovery or nothing. It's just required so that you can back up your stock ROM or CWM ROM. You can do this operation on any ROM, whichever you have installed. It's no requirement that you want to, that you have to have a stock ROM or CWM ROM, or you can use any ROM. So you have got everything, and the first thing you would want to do is move all the apps from your SD card to your phone. That's the biggest thing, because as I said, you can't directly link or move apps from the SD to the system partition. It'll give errors, so you can't do that. Next thing is you have to free up your system partition. For that, you have to uninstall all the unwanted apps. Now, be careful what you are uninstalling, or it may lead to some conflict. It won't break your device, that's for sure. It just may make it non-functional, but that can be solved by flashing that backup which you have just done onto your phone. So once you sort of uninstall the required, all the unwanted apps from the system partition, like manufacturer bloatware, carrier bloatware, all those things, if you have CWM ROM, if you do not require some apps which are installed in the ROM, you can uninstall those apps. And once that is done, you reboot your phone so that the system partition is properly settled, the junk files have been flushed out of the system partition, and you have the partition free to install or move your user apps. Now the second step is you would want to search for updates. Now, this is a big step, and this you should do first. By updates, I mean for those who are new to Android, what happens is when you buy a device, your manufacturer installs apps on your system partition by default. But those apps, by the time your device comes into the market and reaches you, they be outdated. So you would get updates. Now, when you get an update for a pre-installed app, let's say Gmail or Play Store or the Maps or TalkBack or anything, whatever is pre-installed, you get an update. The old app is there in your system partition and the updated version is there in your data partition. And the updated version of the app is used. So the old version is just a waste of memory. Now, what you would want to do is simply search for something like Gmail. So you need to open Link to SD and scroll down to the list of applications. Find all the Google applications that are pre-installed. And it should say something like Gmail updated slash data slash something. Once you find that, what you need to do is tap and hold on the app until you get the context menu. And in that, there will be an option called integrate update into system. And that will display some prompts. You need to hit OK. And the update will be integrated. So now, you will have the latest version in your app of your apps in the system partition. So, if you if you factory reset your phone, then you don't have to update those apps. Those apps will be there. Even TalkBack, if you sort of link updates to system or integrate updates into system, the updates will be there. So there is no need to update them. So that is done. Once you have integrated updates for all the apps into system partition, it's now time to move your user apps to system partition. And by user apps, I mean the apps that you have installed and not the apps that you have updated, because they should be linked first. The apps that you have updated, you should integrate into system first, by using the integrate update into system option. Now, I'm going to give you a demonstration on how to move user apps or convert user apps into system apps. Now, unfortunately, I don't have updates for Gmail and all because I have already integrated those updates. I have played with this a lot and I've just tested it, it works, and so I said, let's share it with the list. So I don't have updates to integrate, but you can use the integrate update into system option and integrate all your updates into system. I've done that. I've integrated TalkBack and all, the latest version, and yeah, it's done. So now I'll get things ready here and I'll be back on the recording with the demonstration. So here we are. I've got my phone ready and it's still kind of pouring outside, so please excuse me for the sound if it catches the mic. I hope it does not, but anyway, there's nothing I can do actually regarding this. I thought today I cannot go out of the house, it's pouring here, and so I thought I'll do a podcast and submit it to the BGZ and share it with other list members. So I've got my Galaxy Y Pro, and I've also got the Xperia Z, but the Xperia Z is kind of a high-end phone. It has a high memory capacity, which is enough for me. So I didn't try this experimentation with Xperia Z, but I've definitely tried the experimentation with my Galaxy Y Pro, which is a low-end phone and has a low internal memory. So so kind of I need a little more space to install my apps. So let's see how this works.
12.2. Device unlocked. Ice free shell.
I've kind of booted this up for a long time here. So I don't know what will happen.
Accessibility preferences.
Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you first how many megabytes of internal memory do I have left.
Voice calling task settings. Settings. As a wireless and call it out display. Customize piece. Applications. Accounts and sync. Privacy. SD card and phone storage. SD card and phone storage. Available space. 25.21 megabyte.
So as you see, I have 21.21 megabytes on my internal storage, and I have kind of 80% storage on my external storage. So I'm going to increase that 21 megabytes, 25
settings,
megabytes,
SD card and the ice free shell.
And let's see how. So I'm going to open link to SD.
Applications.
And here
accessibility
we go.
Preferences. Local. M indicator. Local. Internet.
Okay, I need to restart my ice free shell because
free shell.
It has
options.
Kind of
details for ice free shell.
Not loaded all the shortcuts.
Stop button. Okay. Alert force cancel.
So
okay button.
Restart.
Application info. Force stop button. Disabled. Android system. Ice free shell. Ice free shell.
And
applications.
Now let's see.
Accessibility preferences.
So I can get the shortcut.
Link to SD.
Yeah. Here it is. So I'm going to open link to SD. And it kind of takes some time to
accessibility preferences slash data slash app slash com dot marvin dot
it,
preferences dash one dot.
It kind of takes some time to load here the list of apps, and that's pretty definite because it shows all the apps that you have installed, the manufacturers installed and things, so it takes time. Let's see, it's still loading up here kind of. What I'll do till then, I'll just see how much storage I have free in my system partition.
Options, multi-select, storage info, link to SD, storage info, internal, flash data, SD card,
no,
slash
it does
spot.
Not read that,
link
it's
to
still
SD.
Loading things here.
Accessibility preferences.
Kind of, yeah,
it's account and sync
settings.
So, accessibility preferences slash data slash app slash com dot marvin shape opened. Link to SD.
My speech here. Accessibility preferences is on the data partition. Now, the data partition is the user partition. So, I'm going to click on that. I'm going to press my trackpad and hold a little bit long on that.
Ice free shell. Home.
Oh no, something is wrong.
Applications. Accessibility preferences. Link to SD. Link to SD.
Loading.
Accessibility preferences. Slash data slash app slash com dot marvin dot preferences dash.
I stopped talk back here. The proximity sensor. It did not detect the menu, so it's still loading again. It's not loaded up here properly. It does not take that much time, but I don't know. I think I have just booted this phone up after kind of 9 days or so. So it must be syncing things in the background and doing something and eating up processor. Come on.
Options. Multi-select link to SD.
Kind of weird. Let's see what's going on here. Otherwise, I'll have to pause the recording and come back. It's taking more than extra time here.
Options. Storage info. Link to SD. Storage info. Internal. Slash data. SD card. Link to SD. Samsung.
Okay, now it's loaded up. You just need to scroll a little down, then once it gets
accessibility preferences
accessibility preferences is in the data partition. So I'm going to move it to the system partition.
Move to SD, launch, manage, reinstall, uninstall, freeze, convert to system app, alert convert app, cancel, OK button,
yes,
alert, please wait.
And it's kind of this thing. That's a small
accessibility app, preferences, ESL services, alert recipients, Android system, /data/app/com, alert app, free, move to SD, launch, manage, reinstall, uninstall, freeze, convert to system app, alert convert app, cancel, OK button, alert, please wait. Link to SD. Add provider, load app, app and free, flight, Android system, flat, alert recipients, odex/systems, ESL services, odex/systems, account and sync settings, odex/system, accessibility preference. Android system. App 3/data/app. Attachments. /system/app/com. Dot.
Okay.
Patch provider. Odex.
Let me just scroll through a little fast here. Where do I have my next app?
It's Contact.
So, go a little fast.
Contacts.
So that we don't waste time.
DRM content. Error. Ice free shell.
Now sometimes what happens is when you convert apps from user to system, you get an error saying that the process has stopped and force close and things, but these errors get solved when you reboot your phone. So after you do the process, it's best to reboot the phone.
Is there any place for Firefox?
Firefox beta.
It's a big app.
Now I have my next app.
Link to SD. Maps/systems. Market feedback agent. Odex/system. Media store.
I have my app in N, so I'm going to kind of
my files.
Run down. I actually do not have the this to, you know, go on converting all the apps here, but what I'm going to do is I just want to show you how many apps I convert and how much I save. So right now I have converted accessibility preferences, ice free shell, and attachments, I've converted the M indicator and NDTV. That's my news app. So I've converted that. So I've converted 5 apps. And I have a few more. And they are also pretty quick. Oops, I went 2 down.
Samsung keypad.
Nimbus isn't data, so I'm going to convert this also. This is the 6th app.
Uninstall, freeze, convert to system app, alert convert app, cancel, OK button, alert. No, please wait.
And these are big apps. These are the 10-15 MB apps.
Link to SD.
So these will save big on this.
Network locate. Minbus.
Now the next app is
for Mac.
Plume. So I'll go down.
Eco TTS. Alexa slash systems.
And now I have just two apps remaining, and they are, here we go, I'm gonna go to the V.
Status bar.
I'm going to scroll down here.
Existing forms, OTEX slash, swipe up receiver, transfer, slash data slash app slash.
Let's try if I can convert WhatsApp. It's a big app, but I don't think I'll be able to.
Yeah,
because there's no storage, not enough partition.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
convert this for the notification. It is converted.
VCOM manager. User dictionary. Voice call ID.
And I want to convert VCOM manager. This is a pretty small app.
Manage. Reinstall. Uninstall. Freeze. Convert to system app. Alert convert. Cancel OK button. Alert please wait. Link to SD.
It's converting.
Voice call ID.
And this is the last app.
Slash. See an alert voice call. Manage. Uninstall. Freeze. Convert to system app. Alert convert app. Cancel OK button. Alert please wait.
And link that's it.
Voice call ID. Slash data slash app slash. COM.
Now, I'll have to reboot my phone. Otherwise, I'll start getting errors. So,
alert, sorry. Silent mode.
There you go.
Sound is on.
The one is popped up.
Alert, sorry.
Another one is set up.
Option, power off.
And I boot my phone
alert,
here.
Power off. Cancel OK button.
And that should move everything to the system partition. And, it takes some time for, you know, shutting down and restarting your phone for the first time after you do this operation. And mine is power down. Powering up here. The Android and the Samsung logo is up. See the, here's the boot animation. It's kind of taking some time here. There we go. And what I'm going to do now is, as you know, Samsung phones have something, and what does it do after booting? It does this media scanning, which just shouts aloud, and media scanner running. I'm going to pause the recording here, and I'm going to then, once the media scanner is over, I'm going to come back and show you how much memory we have saved. And my phone is just vibrated now, showing that the phone is fully booted. So it takes that time first time. I'm going to pause the recording quickly and come back. So I'm back on the recording here, and it has taken some time for the media scanner to get over. And I'm on the IceFish shell. Let's go to the settings.
Applications. Accessibility preferences.
How much we have saved here.
Weather notification. Voice recorder. Voice call ID. VCOM manager light. Task manager.
So before the start of the operation.
Settings.
I told you we have 25.21 MB memory internal.
Wireless.
That's a real big saving. You have saved about 33 megabytes. That is the storage available before they started the operation. And the storage available now has just doubled. So really you can get a lot of these operations. Just that you need to have two cautions. First thing is you need to uninstall apps carefully. Uninstall the ones that you don't want. Uninstall the ones that you know what they do and they are not required. They are not essential apps for your device to boot or function stably. And if you want to uninstall some apps you don't know what they do, it's best to search on Google. Secondly, if you do this operation, and it will never happen that an app will give error all the time. Yeah, first boot, you do the operation and do not boot, then you will get errors. But if you do the operation, once you are completed, if you boot your phone, your error should go. And that's what happened in my case. The Ice V-Shell was not opening at the first boot, but now it is opening. So, apps will not give error. If they do, however, some exceptions, you can open link to SD again and click on the app that gives error and hold for some time, and there will be an option, convert the app to user, and that will solve the case. Now you can also convert system apps to user apps. By that I mean the apps that were pre-installed when you bought your phone that can be converted into a user app. So that can be done. But caution is, if you convert apps like contacts or your keypad input app or something, your device may become unstable. So take care what you convert. So this is it from me, Austin Pinto. If you want to contact me, you can email me at austinpinto.xavier@gmail.com. You can also search on Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Plus with the same email ID. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my username is Austin M. Pinto. That's AustinMPinto. That's one word. So you can follow me on Twitter as well. If you want to add me on Skype and you want to have a chat regarding Android or any technical issues you're facing, my Skype name is Austin.pinto3. That's the number 3. And you can add me on Skype. Just mention though, when you add me on Skype, that you heard my BGZ podcast, and so you're adding me so that I know that it's a listener who's adding me and not spam or some unknown contact. So that's it from me. Goodbye for now, and keep Android.